We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, chatting here today with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson. City Commission meets tonight at 7 o'clock, and they usually have their agenda out ahead of time here. Looked this morning and saw there was a little bit of a change made late yesterday, and for Item A, originally we're going to have a contract consideration for the Douglas Recreation Center, but that's been delayed now.
It has, and when we were building this agenda last week, obviously we had a short week because we were closed on Thursday and Friday, and so we need to do some additional analysis on this particular item, and so when we put the item out for bid, the contractors all have to hold their bid for 30 days, so we just felt it would be time well spent to provide some further analysis on this particular project, and then we are planning to schedule it for the December 17th meeting for the commission consideration.
Okay, so that will not be taken up here tonight at tonight's meeting, but there are some other items that will come up. Item B, considering a request for waiver of fees from Manhattan Area Housing Partnership in Lee Mill Village.
Right, this is a request from the Manhattan Area Housing Partnership. This is a group that we've been working with on the Lee Mill Village lots, or the bulk of them. Might recall that this is an area where the original developer defaulted on these townhomes. There was a significant number of townhomes that were to be developed on this particular site. Only a few were actually developed, so the city actually repurchased the property at a tax sale. And so one of the things we've been trying to do is market that tract so that somebody else could pick up those special assessments and return that land to productive use. And so we've been working actually since the earlier this year with some of the initial discussions and agreements with the Manhattan Area Housing Partnership. And they're a community housing partner that's recognized by the state of Kansas, and they were successful in obtaining some tax credits that will provide affordable senior housing in this particular area. And this, they're planning to build duplexes, which is something we don't have a lot of affordable senior housing in that form, and about 18 duplexes actually. And so one of the things that they're requesting from the commission, and they had asked for originally when they approached us, was they can make the units even more affordable if they could reduce some of their upfront expenses with our water and sewer hookup fees, as well as some of our building permit fees. So we kind of have a tradition of helping with affordable housing in this regard with Habitat, and actually have done it with the Housing Partnership. This is a little bit larger development, but we think it certainly warrants consideration, and staff is recommending approval, mainly because we've done this in the past for similar organizations. So those totals were about $60,000 in fee waivers for the water and sewer hookup fees, and $35,000 for building permits.
Yeah, the I think the main objective here that the city had going back some time ago is to get these backs on the tax rolls. And a little bit unusual, but I think it was the right step to take. You know, they just would have sat there otherwise with no investment opportunities at all, and therefore no taxes being paid on any of those lots. So the city took the initiative and brought those things back and shopped them around, and finally found this partnership that's been good for us in the past. And so the commission will basically just have to determine if this $95,000 approximately is something that we want to do to benefit not only the advancement of the project, but reduction of rents to the people that are going to live there, who are at the 60 percentile, I think, is right. At the so anyone at kind of the 60 percentile of income annual will be eligible for this housing. And that's something that there's no question that we need across the city of Manhattan, is some places for the people to afford.
Yeah, no doubt. I think a lot of people would be interested to hear some lower cost housing maybe coming on the market here real soon. If this does pass here tonight, how soon would you look at maybe developing that space?
Actually, I think they're anxious to get started on the project. All the other documents have been executed for approval, and they have they've secured the credits from the state of Kansas, so I think they're planning to get started right away.
Okay, well, that's good to hear, because you certainly don't want to see it keep sitting the way it has been. Moving on, item C here tonight is considering a first reading of an ordinance amending an article. I won't get into all the details here, but basically this is for a signage at the new Scooters coffee shop, if I remember right.
It is, and this is something that would be allowed in that particular area. This was a planned unit development item that they came in and putting in this Scooters coffee drive-up facility. And one of the things they indicated was that they didn't include the sign for that in their original application. So basically what we're doing is going back and amending their plan to allow for this monument sign to go in. The sign would be is really in conformance with the regular zoning that's in place. So the only reason we have to do the amendment was because they didn't put it on their original first plan. So it's something with a PUD that we need the commission to concur with, but we do recommend approval, and it's a less significant sign than most of the signage along that corridor.
I think this one was 10 feet tall and 36 square feet or something like that, so it is a rather insignificant sign, but mostly here an administrative change for us, not too much study required on this one. It'll even be, I think, if I remember right, it's also authorized under the UDO.
Yes, it would be. Yep.
All right. And that's actually item D, not item B. I realize I skipped over the other item here. But so that will pretty straightforward, going to be most likely approved here tonight. And the coffee shop's actually gone up pretty quickly.
It is. Yep. Well underway.
Yep.
Almost. Well, it's enclosed and finishing on the interior, I think.
One of the things we did early on is most people appreciate you're trying to regulate traffic flow along that corridor and not have too many curb cuts to interrupt traffic and make the lanes wide enough so that doesn't interrupt traffic. So a lot of the study early on was done how you get traffic into the coffee shop and then how it gets out and back onto the road. So I think the city and the builder have done a good job in putting all that together.
Well, if I remember right, there, if you're going eastbound on McCall, it's kind of hard to make a left there because of the curbing there.
Right.
So is that going to be changed then, or?
No, it's designed to be that particular area is a right in, right out.
Okay.
So they need to go down to a more controlled intersection to access the frontage road that's on the backside of that development.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's take a time out. We'll come back with more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.